If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Outstanding writer from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. He is Jimmy Watkins, and of course, he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for joining us, man.
Hi, Jimmy.
Just walked out of the Kobe Altman presser, guys. How are we living today?
We are living large. What'd you think? I thought he said a lot of common sense things, but he gave us a little bit here, just a little bit. He didn't give us a ton, but I feel like unless you read the room differently, it feels like they're going to come back with what they had.
That seems to be the plan, okay. And I see the vision. You can always sell hope with a young team, right? Like Evan Mobley being not even 24 years old yet is a big deal. And, you know, history does tell us that if he is the kind of player that the Cavs think he is, there's another big leap coming here in the mid-20s range. Darius Garland, of all the guys from this last playoff run, he's the guy I'm most inclined to give a pass to because of the kind of injury that he was playing through. I don't really know how you evaluate the games that he played in the Pacers series, but I do also feel like there's a lot of areas to poke holes in the vision that the Cavs are, this hopeful vision that the Cavs are selling. Number one, man, there must be something on the wall about the Celtics needed 7 years to break through and win a title in the facility somewhere, because everyone in this organization has made that point over the last week and a half, it feels like, including Kobe today. And I would just like to point out that the Boston Celtics made the conference finals in Jason Tatum's rookie season, which the Cavs have still never done. And the Boston Celtics, I'd have to think on it hard. I think there's one first-round playoff exit in there, but I don't know that they ever fell shorter of expectations than the Cavs did this season. So I don't know that that's a one-to-one comparison. The Denver OKC comparisons, those teams stayed patient with pieces of their core. Boston the same way, like Tatum and Brown made it the whole way.
But
Marcus Smart was gone by the end of that.
Yep.
The Nuggets went out and traded for Aaron Gordon, and they don't win a championship without him. The Oklahoma City Thunder spent like $150 million in free agency last summer on Isaiah Hartenstein and Alex Caruso, and they don't win that 7-game series against the Nuggets without those guys. Caruso ended up being one of the primary Jokic defenders in that series, which is insane. So I get the general gist of what the Cavs are selling, but they just exist in a little bit of a different reality than some of these other teams, and of course a different cap reality, where, you know, the second apron is a relatively new thing that some of these other teams didn't have to deal with, and that makes this different as well.
Jimmy, does improvement from within mean slight adjustments in roles in any way, shape, or form? Because everybody's – and I agree. I love Evan Mobley. I love his potential. Take a look at some of the other great young big men in the NBA or great big men. Usually it was before year five when they got pretty good. You know, and Evan's pretty good, but like, for instance, Karl Anthony Towns was 20 when he started scoring 25 points a game. That's, you know, I mean, these were young guys. Could Darius become more point guard and Evan pick up more shots there? Is that an adjustment that you think would work? Could you sell that to Darius? Could you sell it to Evan?
Question of could you sell it to Darius is an interesting one that I would probably need a little bit more FaceTime with him to explore. Like, that would be an interesting question if you guys want some free off-season programming. What do each of the Cavs think they rank in the hierarchy?
Yeah.
As opposed to where they actually rank in the hierarchy. That's an interesting thought exercise.
But column for you. Column. I see it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We'll share. There's enough content for everyone in that space, I think. Kobe did mention that you know, they could, against the Pacers, one small adjustment could have been. Maybe Evan Mobley just brings the ball up more because you're less inclined to full court press with whoever's guarding Evan Mobley than you are with your Andrew Nembhards and Aaron Nesmiths against guards. I think that's interesting. I think it is interesting that the Cavs spent this entire season basically planning for this. Like, role adjustment was a big theme of the season, right? Donovan career low in minutes, points, field goal attempts, all that sort of stuff. And then in the playoffs, when it's gut check time, he kind of pivots back to, I want to put my cape on. And, in you know, you can argue that he was right to read the room that way. You got injuries going around. Maybe Evan Mobley thing, you know, Evan Mobley not getting enough touches is as much about Evan Mobley being passive as it is about the game plan or the guards not getting him the ball. Only the people involved know that for sure, right? But it feels like we kind of just tried that a little bit, and it didn't work. It didn't carry over into the playoffs. We didn't really get to see what it looked like because the role adjustments didn't hold. Now, again, I'm open to trying it again and running it back next year, and maybe you get better health, and maybe Evan Mobley's more comfortable in a higher usage role next season. But I don't know that that's a new idea. It's just something that needs to be reemphasized.
Jimmy, I thought one of the other things he brought up was that Indiana had mental toughness. When he brought that up, I was like, is he saying mental toughness based on their history that got them to where they are right now in understanding how to win in the playoffs? In some ways, was he taking a shot at his own team when he talked about that?
The Cavs have been kind of taking shots at their own team in that regard for a week and a half now. Max Strus just came out and said it last week. We need to be tougher.
Yeah.
We you know, you can't blow
19-21-point leads.
You can't. 19 for, yeah. Forget the 7-point lead at the end. How to get to 7? You can't just not show up for a crucial game 4 when the series is 2-1. That's inexcusable. I don't care who was playing on what. You can't have that. The question at hand is now, how much of that actually can be learned versus how much of that is either in you or it's not. And it's a weird one for me because I generally believe in life that failure is one of the best teachers you can have. But I think that's over the course of a lifespan. The Cavs don't have a lifespan to get this stuff figured out. Like, the Pacers comparison is really interesting. Kobe compared Jared Allen to Miles Turner today in that Miles Turner was in trade rumors for a very long time with the Pacers. No one really thought that he was going to sign an extension there this most recent time because of all the times they tried to shop him. They lost in the first round, I believe Kobe said, 5 times in a row with Miles Turner. And now look at Miles Turner. He's an anchor of a 2-time conference finalist. And I would just be careful comparing yourself to the Pacers in that way because, like, if we look at the resume, I'm not saying this is true talent-wise, but, like, the Cavs' resume is a little bit closer to 5 straight first-round losses than it is to your Denver-Boston comparison that we're preaching patience and we need to, you know, look at how long it took these teams to get over the top. You know what I mean? So it's tough. It's a little bit of talking out of both sides, I think, on that one. And, again, like Miles Turner, Jared Allen, they were both in trade rumors, and they both are good basketball players. But the Cavs are just at a different stage of the development, or should be at a different stage of their championship window here, where it's just like Kobe said multiple times today, the championship window is wide open. I guess, but we one of the lessons we learn every year in this league is how quickly those windows can close. So, you know, there's a thin line, I think, between patience and complacency. And I'm not saying we're there yet, but there's risk in standing pat with this team too, I think.
And they were they really benefited from good health during the regular season. Not in the playoffs, obviously, but during the regular season. Jimmy Watkins joining us, columnist from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Jimmy, what would surprise you more? If the Cavs made a trade involving somebody from the core four, or if they didn't?
Based on what Kobe said today, I would guess it would say if they didn't, particularly, let's call it the core three of Donovan, Darius, Evan Mobley. I think Jared Allen, you have to at least gauge the, like, just for a variety of reasons. I am generally pro Jared Allen. I think that his rough moments in the playoffs, I believe that Jared Allen is a function of his surroundings. And when the Cavs' surroundings are great, he looks great. And when they aren't great, he doesn't look great. And I like to caution people how much they blame him specifically for that stuff. But he is, like, Evan Mobley has never been looked more ready to assume full-time center minutes. Jared Allen didn't look great in the most recent series, and he does still have value around the league. So that would be the guy you'd probably look at. Other than that, again, assuming that I'm just taking everything I just heard at face value, this team still seems to believe that there's more meat on this bone. And let's acknowledge all the possibilities therein. Like, Kenny Atkinson is in year two of a coach. How much more of a feel can he get for his team? How much deeper can you get into the playbook, develop tweaks to what you did really well this year and learn from your playoff losses? That's a possibility. DeAndre Hunter with a full training camp. DeAndre Hunter could be your Aaron Gordon type acquisition that puts you over the top eventually. The guy had like one real practice, if that, between the time they traded for him and the time that the playoffs began, before the week off that they had before the playoffs started, obviously. So that could be something to watch. And Darius could just be healthier, and Evan could take another leap in both in skill and assertiveness. That's all possible. But anytime you're a 64 win team that loses in the second round, I think you have to at least explore changing the scenery a little bit. And I believe they'll do that despite all their public messaging. It's due diligence at the very least.
Jimmy, I think the cap restrictions and this apron stuff, like, I just don't think fans understand it or get it, especially when you're talking about if you're in the second apron, you freeze up your first round draft pick for 7 years out. I mean, there's just a lot of weird little things. So when people are saying to you, and they, hey, Jimmy, wait, can we get Giannis? Maybe LeBron comes back, all this or that. And by the way, if you are in, well, I think it's the first apron, you can't go more than 100% on a straight trade. You, like most trades, you can do 125, but when you're in the apron, that to me seems like it nixes almost everything that I think fans would like to see this team do.
Yeah, I don't think we need to break down all the cap stuff, but there are things like you're saying. If you're in the second apron for, I think it's 3 years in a row, like, your first round pick 5 years out automatically gets moved to the end, no matter what happens to you.
Yeah.
So you have, that's a really hard thing to plan ahead when you just don't know what the world's going to look like, the NBA world's going to look like in 5 years. You can't, you know, you get to the second apron, you start doing things like you can't even aggregate salaries. Like, you can't trade two players for one with salary. You lose things like your mid-level exception, or for the Cavs, it'd be your taxpayers' mid-level exception, which for teams who are competing and have spent their money to keep their best players, that's sometimes like your best off-season weapon to acquire talent, is just that part of the CBA where you can, here's $12 million, here's for the tax, or for the non-taxpayers it's $12 million, for the taxpayers, which the Cavs are taxpayers, it's less than that to go try to find another role player to add to your, like, this is the team. Unless you're either trading, the simplest way to understand this is you're either trading a piece of your rotation, if not a core piece, or this is your team. So maybe part of the reason why the Cavs are telling us that they're going to bet on internal improvement is that they don't have a ton of other options. Now, if you know, you want to start talking about go get Giannis Antetokounmpo, go get Jaylen Brown, some of these other stars who could be expected to be available, I'm willing to hear you out. But even those conversations, while already super complicated because you would have to trade a core piece of your team, and even then it's more complicated than that because of the cap restrictions that are involved with being a high taxpaying team.
It's crazy. All right, Jimmy, thank you. We appreciate your time, and good job covering the press conference. We're all proud of you. Excellent job in there.
Well done, Jimmy. Thank you.
Proud of you guys, too.
Thanks, Jimmy. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it. All right, you can always read Jimmy in the Plain Dealer and on Cleveland.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Jimmy Watkins, Cleveland.com, Plain Dealer. Trying to give us a big picture of what Coby Altman said this morning, but more than that, give us the outlook on what the Cavaliers may or may not do as they approach the next season after a year of disappointment. Is that probably, do you have a category? Or
no,
headline?
It's not a disappointing year. It's a disappointing finish. It was a great year.
It was a great regular season and a disappointing playoff run.
There's no arguing that it was a disappointing playoff series.
I don't know. For the highs that were beating Miami, part of me in the back of my head started saying, well, they were the 10 seed. Sorry.
Well, and Miami phoned it in the last two games.
Yeah. And so, I didn't feel that way until you said that, just so you know. I was like, oh, they beat Miami. They did a nice job. And you're like, man, Miami just didn't play the last two games. I don't want to argue with you. And then I was like, oh, Jeff's right. And then it just belittled the series. It belittled the series win. By the fact that it was, just the Cavaliers having practice for the last two games is kind of the way you made me feel. I just want you to know that.
Sorry about that.
It's an emotional ride for me when I'm talking about the Cavaliers. Coby Altman had a chance to say some other things right after we went off the air, so we wanted to give you a chance just to catch up a little bit more on what he had to say. And so, as you know, and as Jeff and I have talked to, Jared Allen's had some critics along the way. And we even in that last conversation with Jimmy, he said, well, you kind of can talk about the big three. And if you're going to talk about the big three, that means Jared Allen's out. So Coby talked about Jared Allen's critics.
Yeah, I think Jared's the easy target, right? Let's point to Jared in game five. When he wasn't his best, I think he'd be the first to tell you that in that space, that's where he needed to elevate his level. But we all kind of did, right? We all need that mental toughness to get game five home and force the series back to Indy. But you have to have some toughness to play 82 games and play every single playoff game and play 91 games for the season. And I think he'll tell you, like, game five, like, how do we all turn that screw to be even more hyper-focused and better? And certainly, you know, rebounding is part of his job. You know, we're not denying that. Game four, we kind of throw out. He just got absolutely obliterated. Like, that's a different story. But Jared remains incredibly important to us, and we're not a 64-win seed, one seed without him. And I think this is part of his story. We got to be careful. Like, you know, Jared was a former All-Star, played 82 games. You're not going to get much better if you're talking about, you know, moving away from Jared. Jared's an important part of this core.
I agree with him.
Yeah, I do too. And I'll be honest. Yeah, maybe there was a game there that there were a game. I like Jared Allen. I'm not going to be disappointed if they bring him back, but I also know that they need some trade value if they want to tinker with anything.
I'll be disappointed if they don't. And the reason I say that is this. I don't expect Jared to be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I don't expect him to be Bob Lanier. I don't expect him to be Karl Anthony Towns. I expect him to be a productive big man who plays good defense and rebounds. And if they move Jared Allen, Andy, they need to go find another big man or two.
Yeah.
Because I think they need another one now. You have two big guys on this team. Two. Dean Wade doesn't count, in my estimation. Dean's not going to play center.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean's not going to play power forward the way that I think this team could use a power forward. I think they need another big man now. You trade Jared, you need two more big men.
I mean, I'd be more apt to split up Donovan and Darius than I would the big guys.
I would too.
I just don't.
If in the right situation.
Right. I like him. I it's hard for me to sit here and start. And I know people want to criticize him. I know that they wish that he might have had a better series or there were times where he maybe did something. But I'm not there. I'm not, but I also know that something's got to change for this team to get better. And they've got to figure out a way to do that. Now, if you can go to sleep at night and think, okay, this happened because of injury. This happened because maybe Indiana had a little bit more experience. This happened maybe, and I'm not saying it's life, that Rick Carlisle just did everything he touched, worked. And when they were shooting the ball, they didn't miss. It was hard watching Indiana when you're a Cavs fan. Jeff, how many times did they hit that back-breaking three?
How many times were they left wide open?
Well, that's
for
true
that
too.
Back-breaking three.
No, I agree.
That's any NBA guys hit open shots, and they had a ton of open shots. And we've heard defense first about the Cavs, you know, under JB like crazy, and it was to the detriment of the offense. And Kenny came in and improved the offense incredibly. And they still kept harping on defense, you know, we're a defensive first team and blah, 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 blah. No, you're not. You're an offensive first team. And that's okay. That's okay. Your defense was not good in the playoffs against Indiana. It wasn't good. So, you know, and that's with two really good defensive big men.
The other point that he brought up, too, was about Darius Garland. And Garland getting stronger and becoming a better player. And then, I'm going to remember that series against Indiana as a guy that looked like he had trouble walking the last time I saw him. I said last
probably
shift.
Did, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Like, I still, there was a point in the game in game five where they left him out on the floor and he was hobbling. And I know, if you take him out, but I've heard all those. There is a time you've got to get a player off the floor. He couldn't walk. He was having trouble walking. I don't know how. This is a guy that, you know, went months with his mouth wired shut. I think he can handle pain. I think he's tough. And when you watched him during the playoffs, especially in that last game, when you knew he stubbed his toe.
stubbed his toe.
Well, on the floor during the game. Oh, I mean, it was already hurt.
I was going to say, he was walking through the dining room and he kicked a chair.
No, I'm just saying, when we watched him re-injure his foot during the game. Stub your toe, whatever.
I'm sorry.
I mean, just take him out. It just didn't make sense at the time. Unless the coaching staff or the bench didn't see him hurt, and then they didn't see him wobbling down the floor in the backcourt. It was brutal.
And the depth that we've heard about all year long and that we saw for a good portion of the season was certainly not on display in that Indiana series.
So here's Kobe on Darius Garland getting stronger.
This one was difficult. I think the last 2 years have been difficult. Like, you lost 15 pounds from, you know, and you can make all these excuses. I think this is like, I'm talking about for him the next level. Take away the jaw injury aside, take away the fact that, you know, he jammed his toe and really was playing on nine toes. Like, throw that out, right? He needs to get stronger, right, so he can compete at the highest level, right? He needs to get stronger so he can compete at the highest level. It's the same thing that with Stephen Curry when we picked on Steph. Now, Steph's all world. Now, not making the comparison, but Steph got so strong over his maturation of his years. He's a different physical specimen, Stephen Curry, than he was when we first started playing him. It's the same thing that has to happen with Darius. And so that's a durability question, but it's more, how does he get physically stronger? How does he get mentally stronger? And he's still 25, so he's young, but there's a level that he has to get to from a body standpoint. And that's on all of us. That's on all of us.
Super tough to count to 20 when you don't have that big toe. That's all I can say.
That was pretty good.
So you have to get stronger? Yeah. Yeah, get it.
But He will mature. The one thing to keep in mind here. Okay, Darius is only 25, and Evan's only 23, and I get all that. Except there are other really young guys who are doing some really good things in the playoffs too. You know, I don't want the Cavs to sell to themselves more than anything, Andy. Okay, well, we're really young, and we had a bad week and a half, and to not have Darius. You know, I heard those three things in Kobe's press conference. Okay, you might be young, but other teams are young. And you might not have had Darius, except he was on the floor for the crucial moments. And if he's out there, then he's supposed to perform. And we had a bad week and a half. Okay, yeah, you did. But are the issues bigger than a bad week and a half? Evaluate and see. You know, and I'm sure they will. You know, he was in a press conference. He had to say some things. I get that. But check it out. You know, I mean, just don't chalk it all up to they're young. They need to get stronger. And we were injured and we had a bad week and a half. Don't do that.
Let me send you a phone call here. David's in Cleveland. Hi, David.
Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, and I've been on the show before, and you've heard me say that we need to get bigger, we need to move on, and everything I've been saying has come to light. Kobe gonna say what he's gonna say because Kobe want to save his job.
Probably that makes sense.
Yeah. Say that I blame him.
We all enjoy our jobs.
I like working.
Kobe, I mean, Darius is too small. Bottom line, we got to get bigger at that position, Jared. He's softer than wet toilet paper. We got to move on from that. So, you know, we got to quit justifying and rationalizing on what we need to do. We're not going to get any better.
David, here's my question. How are you going to fix it? How are you fixing it? Quickly. You got 30 seconds. 5 seconds.
The way we're going to fix it is we got to make some type of move. Kobe's put into the position with this salary business. We can't make it anymore. But
that's true.
The owner says he doesn't mind. He doesn't mind paying into that luxury tax. So there's something we can do.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Are you going to spend $14 million to spend $80 million on one guy?
Doing that.
No, you're not.
Dan's too smart for that.
I don't see it. I don't understand. All right, let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more about that, about the Cavs. Scott Petrak's going to join us at 1:00, so we're going to get to the Browns as well.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Big questions for you because, and we're going to get back to the Cavs here in a second. And I mean, you're making a big stink about a story here, and I'm still trying to figure it out. So why don't you tell us what this is all about?
I don't understand. I have a zippered hoodie.
Yeah.
That I'm wearing.
A full zipper, not a three quarter. Right, a full zipper.
It zips all the way up. My favorite kind, Bill Belichick. Like you're wearing a pullover hoodie.
Yeah.
Those are also nice. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have some of those. Mm-hmm. But I love the hoodie with a zipper on it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it's a really nice one. I like it a lot.
What's the brand? The zipper brand? Not, I was going to say YYZ.
I don't know.
After Rush, but
it's not a
YYK
real,
or something like that.
You know how some of these hoodies are really heavy. This one's kind of light.
Mm-hmm. And you know everything, all kinds of worthless stuff. I put it on
and I zip it up.
Yeah.
And there's a smell.
What are you talking?
It comes
about?
Off the zipper.
It not like a burning smell because you're so strong and fast?
I don't know. Apparently, during the commercial break, I did a quick little Google search and it said, there's actual stuff. How to get rid of metal zipper smell. Smell associated with metal zippers is one that many people find quite offensive. Yeah, well, count me in.
Yeah, well, what is the smell? What would you say it smells
like?
It says
it's the same aroma that occurs when someone handles old coins. And it's caused by the oxidation of the metal as it runs over the teeth in the zipper.
So it's like a metallic smell? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, a little bit. It smells like old coins. You know that smell.
Yeah, but I don't ever know that I've ever smelled that. My initial thought was that sweatshirt went in the dryer and that the material near the zipper didn't get dry. And
no,
sometimes you get that
funky
smell from that.
That's not it.
Hmm. Dan, any recommendations for a man?
Here, I just found how I can do it.
How do you get rid of it? That's the question.
It says I can soap it up, take a bar of soap with an aroma that you particularly like, rub it up and down both sides of the zipper.
There you go.
Use a little WD-40, it says. You can wipe it down with vinegar. You can throw it in the wash.
What guy doesn't love the smell of WD-40?
Bust out the silicone spray. It says rub it down with rubbing alcohol. All I know is that every time I zip it up, I think, Andy?
No, thank you. By the way, Dan, I didn't tell you this. I had a serious man moment over the last 24 hours.
All right.
With the help of my uncle, who is a plumber, who's in his 80s, and thankful for him today. So I probably shouldn't say this, but I have just been getting crushed, probably because I should have got a plumber in our house a lot earlier, over the fact that we didn't have hot water in our kitchen for like months. And because I kept months. So like once every two or three weeks, I would you know, clear everything out underneath the sink and try to figure out exactly what was going on.
Right.
And I could not figure it out for the life of me. And so we had a little family get together yesterday, celebrate the life of my brother and my dad at the same time. Another story for another day. By the way, I was by Les Levine's graveside yesterday. I know this is a weird, bizarre story.
Wait a minute.
I'm hanging with you.
From your faucet not getting hot water to Les's grave.
Yeah. I'm out all over the place.
I'm hanging with you. Right. I know.
I got to tell you, it just, I people go to cemetery sometimes and they you get bummed out. You start thinking about this. I got to tell you, like, I walked by Les's grave yesterday.
He smiled.
It makes me laugh. It makes me smile. It makes me feel so good about, you know, our friendship and that we were able to do that because, you know, a lot of times people put rocks on as a way to say, hey, I was by here. For Les, stop, Jeff, stop. Listen, people, there are baseballs there. There are golf balls sitting on the base of his marker there. So I don't know. It just made me laugh yesterday. So anyway,
Andrew Wiggins in 4 years might be as good as Kevin Love is today.
Anyhow, it made me smile and it made me laugh yesterday. It made me feel good. It made me think of all the good things that Les and I talked about throughout the years. So,
including hot water,
which I didn't have, that we didn't have for months. So anyway, so my uncle, we were at my sister-in-law's house. And it was end up back at our house. And I say to him, hey, let's get this thing fixed. He said, okay, all right. So we went back in and had to replace the entire faucet. But now we have hot water in our kitchen. And what's crazy is...
Well done, Uncle Plumber.
Thank you, Uncle Stuart. So what happened was there was a tiny, tiny piece of plastic in the hot water line.
Really?
Yes.
And that was causing it to block everything.
It blocked the whole thing? All hot water. Like at first, we would get hot water that would kind of trickle through at like half speed.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, this thing will work its way through at some point. Nothing happened. So yesterday, we're under the sink, and this was the scary moment. So he sawed off the line that was going back up to the spigot.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he cuts it off, he shows it to me, and then he goes to turn it on. We wanted to see if there was water coming through just to make sure.
Yeah.
And he turns it, and nothing's coming out. Uh-oh. And there was basically the metal fitting that's on the pipe that comes up on the PVC, and then just a little bit of the, I don't know what you would call it, the pipe that would go up. It's not really a pipe, though. So anyway, so then he turned that on. No water was coming out. I'm like, oh, my God. I don't have water coming from the basement. This is going to cost me thousands. Mm-hmm. So I started thinking. He goes, no, hang on. And then he twisted it off, and then the water came through. So then I went back into to kind of it's like a straw,
yeah,
that feeds it up. And so I took a hanger and I tried to see if I get the hanger wouldn't go through. And we're talking about something that was like half an inch. And so finally he gives me this little awl and I knocked it out. And it was, I'm telling you, this thing was like just a little bigger than a pebble, and I was able to knock the plastic off and through. So and then, but it's just one of those. Manly moments when you're able to put...
A moment of pride.
Yeah,
When you did something you didn't totally know that you could knock out, you fixed it, it's working, life is good.
And
my wife... Oh, yeah, it's the best feeling in the world.
I cannot tell you how happy my wife was last night.
Can I?
The whole house was a mess yesterday because we destroyed the kitchen to get it in, but we had hot water in the kitchen.
You have hot water in the kitchen.
Yes.
Can I sum it up real well?
Yes.
Andy had his big man moment. Watching Uncle Stuart in his 80s fix his hot water.
I thought I was a pretty good apprentice yesterday.
Absolutely. Everyone needs someone who can hold the light.
Nice job.
We've all been holding the light. And then having the other hand to hold the bolts and the screws so that you don't drop them.
Here's the deal, though. He had one of those miner's lights on his head. So I didn't even get to hold the light.
Oh, see, he comes prepared.
By the way, those are cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. They're so efficient, so great.
We got a couple winter hats with them.
Yeah, we have a couple at the station?
Sure.
No, we don't.
Sure.
I'm going to start wearing them during the show. Especially when we're doing an interview and I want to eat something and Keith's videotaping us and then he can't say, I can't use that because you were eating. But if I have a light on my head that I'm shining back at the camera, then forget about it. He won't be able to do it.
I'd like to inform our engineers that they may need to buy a couple more lights and then hide them.
I'm all in.
Good idea.
All in. Scott Petrak coming up at 1. Jim, speaking of 1, is on line 1. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
For some reason, all I can envision is Ralphie on the side of the road. I don't know why.
This
oh,
is,
fudge?
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
Okay, listen. Okay, yeah, okay, okay, fine. Anyways, listen, I'm going the alternate route. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but like 90% of NBA teams would...
Wait, what does this have to do with my kitchen sink? No, I'm just kidding. What do you got? Keep going.
Okay, 90. You know what? I was going to go with the wait till you go out of town and your little homemade plug floods your kitchen. But
it's
I
not homemade.
Know.
I went out and bought a good faucet that calls Cleveland home. I'll just say the company that makes them calls or did call Cleveland home in North Homestead. So anyway, keep going there, Jim.
Guys, I wouldn't be opposed to bringing the team back as is. Because here's the thing. If I can't get something, if I really can't get value and shake up the lineup, then what's the purpose of doing it? I would take the untraditional route and say, you know, run it back. Let's see if these guys can do it. The only thing I would is like if you could get Wagner and maybe the injured point guard off of Orlando, Suggs.
Jalen Suggs.
For Garland. I mean, to me, Garland's the one that's kind of the odd man out because you're talking about about toughness. You're talking about I don't blame the kid for being injured all the time, but he's injured all the time. He's a slight guy. It's always going to be an issue with him. He's not going to be a defensive presence. So, I mean, if you could do something like that, that really to me is like, you know, blockbuster, then do it. But I'm not moving one of these guys to bring in some average players for what? We have a good team. I mean, I'm going to delude myself into saying, you know what, the regular season, they're a great regular season team and hopeful that they can get it done in the postseason next year versus the mystery box, which we have no idea whether it's going to be good either way.
And Jim, so, let me throw a thought at you. I'm with you on that. Unless you get a deal, unless somebody overwhelms you and makes you an offer that you think, well, we have to do that, I would bring these guys back. But I would also see how they perform and see what materializes by the trade deadline next year. Because you could always, you could always make a move.
I just don't see the rush. There's such a rush to judgment on this team. And it's like, let the dust settle for a while. Let's see where everything ends out. And then you can make decisions that are based on something besides emotion. I feel like it's too fresh right now and everybody just wants to get rid of this guy. Get rid of this guy.
I agree with that. Yeah.
And replace them with what? You know what I mean? So, and by the way, Jeff, you need to do like a Phelpsian hour where you just go over all your Phelpsian things. Why does zipper smell?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of like less with the how come quickies, except they'd be weirder, like your zipper smell.
Good call. Thank you, Jim. All right.
Jim would be a good co-host with me on that.
What? What's up with Phelps?
Yeah, the hour of weird stuff. That'd
I think we do 4 hours of that every day. Anthony, feel my pain. What do you got, man? What do you got?
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that your wife tolerated months of not having hot water in the kitchen.
Bro, I don't know what was worse, the daily pain of not having hot water in the kitchen or the daily pain of having to hear a, this needs to get fixed right now. And I'm like,
man.
But the problem was I would go under the sink to try to figure it out. And I'm like, I got it. I got this. I knew probably where the problem was. I just couldn't get across the finish line.
Yeah, in the supply line.
It was in the supply line. There you go. Yeah, Anthony, are you a plumber? You must be a plumber.
I am a plumber.
I have let down not only every plumber in Northeast Ohio, but every electrician. Like my father was an electrician. I've let down every building trades person in the United States, though. Thank you.
I'm surprised you're still living, okay?
That's a great point, Anthony. I appreciate it. Yes.
We're all surprised he's still married.
That's true, too. Mike and Stowe, go ahead. Belittle me. Knock it out.
Yeah. No. I'm just going to say you need to go home and thank your wife for being such a tolerant human being because I wouldn't get away with that for a week. You know, I don't know how you did it, Andy.
Oh, here's what I did. So we have a bathroom on the first floor. I literally would take, I would bring hot water in from the bathroom and then put it in the sink.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Wow. No.
So, like, I mean, like, well, all right, I'm not going to judge. I think you
go ahead and judge. I should have just did it. I just, I got so many things going on.
Family. You should have gotten Stewart over there a little quicker.
I did. That's the problem. He did. He came over at least three times before, and we couldn't figure it out. It, like, didn't make any sense.
Wait a minute. All right, now so three times this guy's a plumber?
He's retired. He got rid of a lot of his tools. He was an excellent plumber in his day. I may have been a laborer from when I was super young. Yeah, you know, he handed me a pick, and then he said, keep digging. And I'm like, how far? He goes, when I can't see anymore, you're halfway there. I was like, thanks, man.
This sounds a little bit, a couple decades back, skill set. Well, I don't know. I'm not kicking.
I'm with you, Mike. I'm with you. Thank you.
He helped you out. He got you out of your problem at the end of the day. That's what happened.
That is all that. Thank you, Uncle Stewart. Yes, I appreciate it. Yeah, he said to me, you're halfway there. I said, why can't we use that trencher? He said, it costs three times as much to have an operator use that trencher as it did to have you start digging ditches. Thanks, Uncle Stewart. I appreciate it. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call. Scott Petrak breaks down the Browns with us next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.